Alyssa Shepherd is released from prison after serving about 4 years. What is the prosecutor's? Did you guys play a role in? I know you played a role in obviously the sentencing, but in the early release.
Yeah. No. You know, she was convicted of, you know, 4 different counts, 3 reckless homicide level 5 felonies and 1 level 6 criminal recklessness with a deadly weapon. And so with that, she, like you said, she did get a 4-year sentence. But on the level 5 felony, she served 75%. On the level 6, she served 50%. So her original release date based on that sentence on the executed part of that was going to be September, I think September 20th of this year. But then while she was at the DOC, they have certain things you can do to get time cuts. And she took some type of course at the DOC, which gave her a 6-month time cut through the DOC, which bumped her release date from September back to today. But we had no... That has nothing to do with the court or the state. It's strictly something she did through the Department of Corrections.
Okay. Have you spoken with the family of the 3 children who were killed?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in contact with them on a regular basis, have been since the incident. And, you know, I spoke with them as recent as last night. So,
How are they with the release?
They're obviously not happy. You know, they've known it was coming. You know, she filed a motion for an earlier release based on a community transition, which would have got her out in December of last year. The judge denied that. But they knew then that, you know, this date was coming. So, like the state, you know, we wanted a 10-year executed sentence. They wanted that at least or more. We didn't get that. You know, she got a 10-year sentence, but 4 executed, and then the balance, the other 6 years on community corrections, electronic monitoring, and probation. But you know, and a 10-year license suspension. But yeah, they're not happy, and I think more difficult, you know, is just it's, of course, you know, you never forget what happened, but also it just brings it all back up again. So they're dealing with all those emotions.
And they've got to live in the community with her once she is off home detention, too.
Right. That's a very good point. I mean, one of the things, unlike Indianapolis or, you know, other places where, you know, you could live in the same community and never run into each other, Rochester, you know, Fulton County is a very small county of 20,000 people. So Rochester itself is, you know, 5,000 to 8,000 people. So, you know, it is a small community. And, you know, I believe the defendant is starting a coffee shop or something here in town. So, you know, that's probably further adds to the difficulty.
Okay. Didn't realize that part. Are there any other ramifications that people maybe don't realize are going to happen from this?
Well, I think, you know, hopefully the community will I'd like to say come together, but I don't know if that's really possible. It's been a very divisive case because some people think we prosecuted an accident unfairly. Others believe, you know, there should have been a bigger sentence. And some people think we got it right. But, you know, the problem with the case, it was an accident, but it was reckless. And once it's reckless, it's criminal. And so I think the state did what we had to do, the prosecutor. And I think she's guilty, no question about it. But in terms of, you know, I expect her to get through community corrections. I expect her to get through probation and not have to do the suspended time. And she doesn't have a license for 10 years, which I think is a positive because I don't think she should be driving ever. But really, no. I mean, other than, you know, just the divisiveness and people on different sides of the fence. But in terms of anything, you know, really on the case itself, it's, you know, she's just out today and, you know, she spent a significant amount of time away from her family. I think the real difficulty for the family of the 3, particularly that lost their 3 kids, I had a 4th kid home that day, sick, or she might have been killed as well. And this certainly didn't need to happen. And, you know, she's home with her kids starting today and they don't get to see their kids again, at least on this earth. So.